guys, welcome back to another episode of The Mary Valone Show. I'm your host, Mary Valone, and you're listening to episode 96. Well, I hope you had a wonderful holiday weekend. If you live in the United States, I hope you had a great Thanksgiving and ate, of course, way too much turkey, mashed potatoes, and stuffing, and whatever wonderful pies that you hopefully had on your table. We, of course, had a great time, and it was fun to spend time with family. And like I've shared before, we had a new baby girl in the family. My niece, Natalia, was born just 5 days before Thanksgiving, so we just got to love on her and just really be so thankful for the addition in our family. But I hope you had a great time, and, you know, this weekend, of course, is just filled with so much consumerism and commercialism around Black Friday and Small Business Saturday. And then, of course, Monday, which is probably the day you're listening to this or maybe shortly after. And this is, you know, of course, Cyber Monday. So Giving Tuesday should be 24 hours from the time you're listening to this if you catch it when this airs. But I wanted to talk with you guys, just give you some tips about ways that you can give and not take this holiday season when it comes to Giving Tuesday. So Giving Tuesday lands, of course, the Tuesday following the Thanksgiving holiday. And this is only year 7 for Giving Tuesday. So Giving Tuesday launched in 2012, and it has quickly taken hold, and people are participating, and they are giving more generously on Giving Tuesday as we gear up for the largest giving season of the year, which is these last 6 weeks of the year. So you guys know, you know, nearly 30% of all donations, 31%, will come in during the month of December. So people are very generous during the month of December, especially to our charities. So Giving Tuesday is a great way to really kick off your year-end campaign. Whatever it is that you're promoting, I hope that you will use Giving Tuesday as a way to really launch things for these last few weeks. So let me give you a little bit of history on the Giving Tuesday, like just how much money is coming in. So 2012 being the first year, over $10 million was reported by Blackbaud, which is the most popular giving software that's out there right now. So they reported $10 million coming in on Giving Tuesday. In 2013, they reported over $19 million coming in. So it almost doubled in 1 year. In 2014, over $26 million came in. 2015, nearly $40 million. 2016, $47.7 million. And in 2016, Facebook really started to pick up on Giving Tuesday. So in 2016, $6.79 million came in on Facebook alone. And then that's where last year, 2017, they added in a match with Facebook, and Facebook brought in $45 million last year for Giving Tuesday. And then Blackbaud, in addition to that, reported over almost $61 million came in last year. So we are anticipating that Giving Tuesday 2018 is going to be another record-breaking year for donations. So we don't want to sit back. We don't want to ignore the day because, hey, if people are going to be giving, we want to make sure that they're considering you and considering your cause as well. So let's not sit back. But instead of asking this year, this is the thing that I have been hearing over and over and over again by people in my circle who share about Giving Tuesday, and they say, I'm so tired of being asked or being told that it's Giving Tuesday. It would be like a business saying, hey guys, it's Black Friday. And of course, by this point, we all know that the Friday after Thanksgiving is Black Friday. We don't really need the businesses in our community to tell us that it's Black Friday. We know it is. And then now all they have to do is really just put out their promotion. What are they trying to get you to come see? What do they want you to buy on Black Friday? So that's really what we're talking about today, is I want to give you 10 ways where you can give and not take on Giving Tuesday, which means you give people the reason to support your cause. They have more reasons than ever now to say, okay, maybe we'll consider that cause. Maybe we'll consider giving a year-end gift. Okay, so let's talk through these 10. The first one is that when we're talking about giving, I want you to be able to share helpful resources. You know, so if, let's just say, I often use my background working with individuals with cancer as a place for this. So as when I worked for the American Cancer Society, it made total sense for the American Cancer Society to focus on helpful resources for people who were undergoing treatment of cancer or family members, caregivers, people who actually had the disease. So think through the people who are impacted by your cause. What helpful resources can you put out there that are going to help people during this season? Maybe it's a loss, maybe it's a disease, maybe it's, you know, some sort of a faith-based group that you're a part of, but what are some resources that you can put out there that would really be helpful for somebody during this time of year? And let's put that content out. And hey, I want to preface by saying that these 10 things that I'm going to share today, I would love for you to be able to incorporate at least one or two of them as a part of your Giving Tuesday campaign, but really be using these as a part of your year-end campaign. You know, I want you to be thinking through how can I use some of these giving ways to really support our cause and attract people to come in. Okay. So that first one is share helpful resources. Number two, answer your donors' questions. You know, are there some like elephant in the room questions that people bring up with you? Maybe it's like, maybe it is a bit uncomfortable and you get asked it all the time, but maybe you can address it to say, hey, this Giving Tuesday, I want to give you some feedback. I want to give you some, you know, answers to your top questions and talk about how you want to give them a better understanding of what it is that you do and the impact that you're making. So answer those top questions, whatever they are, even if they're a bit uncomfortable. Take this as an opportunity to twist it and to really share from your heart what's happening. And when you do this, answer those questions, feel free to do that with a, you know, with a video. You know, don't just use text as a way or a picture, but definitely incorporate video into this as well. So you might pop in throughout the day and post a few of those questions that people have been asking you and do that through Facebook Live. All right. And then the third one, showcase your donors with a picture or quote about why they give. So if you have pictures of your board members, you have statements that you use in other print materials, take that same content that you have in your other print materials and just showcase it on Giving Tuesday. Showcase it here at the end of the year. What are people saying? What are your donors saying? We already know that social proof is a huge persuasive factor when it comes to giving. When we see other people giving to your charity, it makes us want to be more charitable and it makes us want to give to your cause too. So anytime that we can feature somebody who's already very charitable, who believes in the work that you're doing, and we give them a voice, people will pay attention to that because they're tired of hearing from you and I. They want to hear from your volunteers. They want to hear from your donors. So let's showcase your donors with a picture, a quote on why they give. All right. Number four is repost or share your donors' fundraising campaigns or their relevant content. So if somebody is doing a fundraising campaign for you on Facebook during Giving Tuesday, why don't you share their campaign? Highlight your top, you know, donors that are out there that are raising money and feature how much they've already raised for you by giving them a huge shout out, thanking them, tagging them on social media, and telling people it's not too late to start up their campaign for you. And don't feel like they have to do it only on Giving Tuesday, that here's an opportunity for them to choose you as their charity of choice, maybe for their birthday or for an upcoming date that has some commemorative meaning to it. But just invite them in. But use your current donors, use your current volunteers as a way to highlight that. So repost and share your donors' fundraising campaigns and then also their relevant content. So if they share something about Giving Tuesday that really resonates with you or just about their business or something that's going on, reshare that and comment on it. So I think that it means so much to our donors to see that we're paying attention and that we really do care about the things that they care about. Number five, post Facebook Live thank you videos. Okay, both on Facebook, and then also I like to use a program called Loom, and I'll link Loom, the link to Loom in the show notes. But Loom is a way that you can actually send a thank you video through email, and you can personalize it, shoot that video using that software, and just link it right into somebody's, that you can actually do it through social media too, but I like it through email, sending it that way. But jumping on Facebook and doing a live video, or just doing a video in general, thanking a donor. So go through and think through who are a few of your top donors. Maybe they're sponsors for an event that you already have. Maybe there's somebody that provided a matching gift for you and you want to acknowledge their business. I would absolutely use Facebook Live to do that and just recognize them. You don't have to push people to give. All you have to do is just say, hey, this Giving Tuesday, we wanted to make sure as a charity that we gave back. And we can't imagine doing anything different than just thanking our donors, thanking the people who make it possible for the work that we do. And the business or the organization, the individual that we want to recognize today is, or on this hour. And I love this idea. One of my clients actually did this. They went, and this was not on Giving Tuesday, but it was another giving day that their community was promoting. And they went to all of their top partners every hour on the hour, and they shot a Facebook Live video in their business with that person, and they actually set it up to where that person could promote whatever they wanted to promote during that hour, and the charity was going to be pumping that out onto their social feed. And that meant so much to me. I mean, they were like at the Chamber of Commerce, they were at the local bank, they were at talking with the mayor. And so these were people that like to be in the spotlight. They like to be visible, and what a great way to showcase them but doing it on Giving Tuesday. Okay, number six is provide exclusive access to your board chair or charity executive director on Giving Tuesday. This is really great because a lot of people just want direct access to your people. If you have a pretty high profile board member and they will, you know, jump on and be a part of these videos or be a part of sharing their story, this is a great way to do that, is to just give people access to them. The great thing about Facebook Live is that people can comment during that time. So you can use a program like Be Live. Be Live allows you to do the two videos. Of course, right now Facebook has access to where you can bring somebody into the picture and you can do two people during that time. But programs like Be Live will actually allow you to split the screen and show that on Facebook. Now, you could also use a program like Zoom where you can interview somebody and you can post that video then up on social media. So either way, if you want to pre-record something and post it on your page, or using a program like Be Live, that's a great option. So, okay. And then seven is, of course, show the impact of the work that you're doing. This is a great way to give, is to say, here's the difference that you're making. Here's what's happening. But I would just be cautious about not spending too much time focused on you. I want you to spend as much time as possible focused on your community, focused on your people. What are other people doing? How can you give to those individuals instead of you focusing on all the things that, like all the reasons why you're so awesome? And even though people do want to hear the impact that you're making, I do want you to be cautious. That's all I'm saying, is just be cautious about how you're presenting this material, but definitely highlight the stories of what's working. You know, what kind of impact are you making on the community that you live in? Okay, number eight, show gratitude. This is back to not only showing gratitude for your donors, but also showing gratitude for your people. So whether that's your staff or your volunteers, highlight some of those people, highlight a staff member, highlight a volunteer. So back to when you're talking about showcasing people that are giving to your cause, you can actually bounce back and forth between, hey, we want to feature a staff person this hour, and then the next hour we want to highlight a volunteer, and the next hour we want to highlight a donor. So you can kind of bounce around with this and use a variety of different techniques as far as who to thank, when to thank them, and all those details, okay? So number nine is to, I mentioned this on last week's episode, is really connect people with each other. Use Giving Tuesday as a way to make introductions. And if you have been thinking about two people that need to know each other, well, on Giving Tuesday, this would be a great day for you to say, hey, it's Giving Tuesday, you know, and I just wanted to make sure that I gave back to you. And I think that you guys should know each other. And here, I just wanted to connect you. And do it on Facebook, do it on social media, whatever is the best way for you, but find a way to connect people with each other and just thank them both for being so amazing for your cause, and then make that introduction. And then the last one that I have on my list is on using your if you have a private Facebook page, and many of you guys do because I promote this heavily, is that I want you to have a private Facebook group page. So if you do have a private page, and even if you don't, if you want to do this on your public page, it's fine too, but invite on Giving Tuesday, say for this one day only, we want to open up our Facebook page and we want you to share your business promotion. What is your end of the year promotion that you guys are doing that people can support you? So are you doing some sort of promotion? Does your business have something? What is it that you're doing at the end of the year that others could support you in? And because you support us, we want our people to support you as well. So this is especially great on a private Facebook group page, because then you're not getting maybe getting spammed by people who don't really follow you or don't really support your cause, but maybe just happen to come across your post. But honestly, either way is fine. But it is great that if you are in a private Facebook group, that you can be able to say, we just love you guys and we want to support you. So if you have something that's going on, a promotion, or, you know, maybe you had a Black Friday sale or something that's coming, you know, a future sale that's coming in the upcoming weeks, let us know about it, because we want to support you just like you support us. So let's use this as a place for you guys to share your promotions, and they will be so thankful. And I think that they will totally take you up on it. So if I saw that and somebody said, hey, what kind of promotion are you pushing? I would absolutely post that. Maybe I'd post a picture of my book, or, you know, a picture of a couple of my promotions that are coming up, you know, so absolutely, I would definitely do that. So I just want to give you, as we wrap up today's episode, I just want to give you a couple of just cautions this, you know, this Giving Tuesday. And that's purely just being cautious of how you ask. You know, we all know that it's Giving Tuesday. So, and I don't want to back down on, you know, asking for support, but I just want you to be cautious of the fact that you don't have to ask on every single post. So if you plan to post several times throughout the day and you're recognizing people or you're acknowledging them, I would just post those thank yous. And it's not hard to find your donor page, right? I mean, if your people know you, they know where to find how to give to you. So, and if they can't, they will ask you, and then you can respond by saying, oh yeah, here's the link to our giving page. So, and be sure to have one central location that you're sending everybody to, because we don't want people, you know, to get lost in the shuffle. So if you're pushing Facebook on Giving Tuesday, then just continue to push that as your primary way for people to give. But as you're thanking people, just use that post as a way to thank people. Don't drop in the, oh, and by the way, if you want to give today, here's where you can do that at. Make them go back into your feed. Make them go and reach out to you to say, hey, I really do want to support you guys. How do we do that? You know, so, okay, so I'm just going to say that. And I know that that might be counter to what you're thinking right now, but I think it's important to make sure that your thank yous and your acknowledgments and your giving is truly generous without strings attached. You're not trying to manipulate. You're not trying to, you know, convince people that you're something that you're not, you know, so just be generous. Use this as a day to really, really give back and post that. Say, on Giving Tuesday this year, we as a charity, we as a cause want to give. We believe that it's important to be generous. We want to be just as generous as our people are to us. So this Giving Tuesday, we're going to be acknowledging just a handful of people who make what we do possible. And then if you don't have anything prepared right now, just post on the hour. You can even pre-do this. You can post on the hour one company, one individual, and tag them, tag their business, and thank them for their generosity of your cause. So that's my Giving Tuesday message to you. I hope you'll take these 10 ways to give and not take on Giving Tuesday and put them into action. And like I said, don't feel like you have to do them all. Just pick a couple of them and find a way that you can really, you know, support the work of the people who support you. It makes it so much more fun. And then you won't feel like you're, you know, sleazy or salesy and you're trying to convince people to give. Instead, you're just being so generous and people are going to be like, wow, you guys are awesome. We want to be a part of what you're doing. And we already know that the persuasive technique of social proof is really powerful. So when people see other people being generous, they will too want to be generous to your cause. So let's highlight the incredible people who are doing the work for you. And so, and as we wrap up right now, I also want to just, thank you guys. Like I mentioned last week, I just am so grateful for you guys. And I want you to stay tuned over the next couple episodes. I'm going to be doing some interviews. I'm going to be sharing some next steps with you on what's coming with Mary Valone Consulting. So stay tuned, and I'll be sure to post these in the show notes and the links that I mentioned. So if you need anything along the way, be sure to reach out to me, and you can catch me in our Facebook page, which is a Fundraising Freedom Tribe on Facebook. And then, you can always shoot me an email, whatever is easiest for you, mary@maryvalone.com, if you need any help. So I look forward to talking to you guys soon and hope you have a great week, and go change the world. One volunteer and $1 at a time.